My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin scammer Han says he's using her to crack jokes. Izzy, listen and enjoy.
And I'm really working hard towards that direction, Hope. So she's trying to lure me in that she's a good person, as scammers are wont to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hard sell sometimes.
It most certainly is. I'm a little jaded, Joe. I'm not as innocent as I used to be.
You poor thing. You've had a rough life.
I have. I go, sounds lovely. Tell me more about yourself, she says. I go, what do you want to know? She goes, everything I need to know about you in order to take your money. No.
No, that you had it right the first time.
Yeah. I go, I guess that depends what you want to know me for. So now I'm playing coy, Joe.
Right.
She goes, well, I would like to know about where you live, background, your age, relationship status, your work, and your hobby. I go, I live 2 hours south of you, 44. You know my job. Because she says she likes my comedy.
Right, okay.
She goes, what's your present relationship status? Or don't you feel like opening up to me? I just met you, woman. Well, opening up to
really.
They always want me to open up. That's what they, because the more information they can get from me, the more they can use it against me. How desperate is this
right.
Motherfucker? And I write, it's complicated. She goes, hope I'm not bothering you with my text because it seems you don't really want to talk with or like I'm forcing you. I go, no, it's fine.
For fuck's sake, why don't we dating for 7 months though? Jesus Christ, lady.
Why don't you talk to me? What are you thinking about?
Oh, God.
I mean, that's what she's doing to me. I mean, I just met this broad, and already I'm not talking enough. Ugh. I go, no, it's fine. Just a lot of personal stuff up front from a girl who has a bunch of men she follows. I'm putting it on her. They're like, listen, you fucking trollop. Why do I got to tell me all about me?
Listen, you trollop.
Yeah. She goes, well, I already told you I followed some up because of my business. Where are you and what are you doing right now? I go, I am home and talking to my new friend, smiley face. She goes, if I may ask, what do you hate and like in a relationship? I go, I think I just like a woman who makes a relationship a priority. I like smart and self-sufficient women. What do you like in a guy? I'm putting the self-sufficient in there. Like, I don't want you asking me for shit because that's where this is going to go. I know that you're gonna ask me for shit, and I'm trying to head that off with the past. Although I must say that it is never successful; they always wind up asking for shit. But Han might be different, Joe. She might be a different type.
Right.
She goes, before answering your question, what do eat? What do eat?
What do eat? I like candy, Tarzan.
I go, LOL. Is that a question about foreplay?
Hysterical.
We're talking about exactly, yes. She goes, smile, not really, just want to know what you eat. I go, anyway. I like a wide variety of food. I am fairly adventurous. So now what do you like in a relationship? She goes, I like a man with better sincerity, honest, caring, loving, passionate, and I also hate to cheat or being cheated on. But I really want to fuck this guy out of all his money. That's what I'm really looking to do.
Oh, yeah, but gradually.
Yes. I goes, I think those are fine things to look for. You are exotic looking. What is your ethnicity? She goes, Asian Vietnam. Is there any other type of Vietnamese?
No, not really, no.
No. I go, cool. I go, pretty lady. She goes, thanks so much. I go, you're welcome, Han. She goes, hope you had a blissful day. I go, it's been okay. How was your day? She goes, mine was hectic, a little, but been okay too. I go, what was hectic about it? Full of incessant, frantic activity. That's a sentence you don't get from most scammers.
Sounds like my day.
Maybe she had a meeting with the boss. I go, is that frantic Instagram activity, LOL? She goes, how do you mean by that? Well, never mind. I was a little bit stressed at work. I go, what stressed you, Han? Couldn't get the products you wanted? She goes, I'm just thinking you are using me to crack jokes because you are a comedian. I'm not seeing any seriousness in everything you are saying. I'm thinking maybe you are just doing comedy. Increasingly.
Okay, Joanne, relax.
increasingly, I'm finding these scammers do not see me to be sincere, Joe.
But the funny thing is you really haven't, you really haven't said any wise-ass stuff. You know, it's not like you've been going for the bit. You know, you've been kind of answering them back, you know. I mean, you're trying to go for a little humor, but it's not like you've been over the top about it.
No.
You know, you haven't gone, really, 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 really. I mean, you
know. No, you got to earn that, Joe. You got to earn the really.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.